So we left off yesterday. We're still trying to fine tune what precisely constitutes a hezek she'en nikun. What got us onto this discussion is the sugya mechitza kerem sheripritza. The Gemara presents in the last of days about Reuven as a vineyard and Shimon as a field, and the grapes start to spread through the broken fence. So all of a sudden, everything becomes osur, and all of a sudden, the mazik, the bala kerem, is chayef to pay. The question is chayef to pay al tzmat, al tzhezek. What kind of hezek is this? So the Ramban was very, very convinced that this is called the hezek hanikar. What forced the Ramban into that conclusion was, nowhere does the Gemara call this hezek hanikar. There are sugyas about this, from Bakaman, but the Basra, from Gittin, and nowhere does the Gemara ever commit itself that this case of Mechitza Kerem Shifritza is dependent upon the sugyas of hezek hanikar, leading us to believe this is a full-fledged hezek hanikar. Problem was, what's nikar about it? So Ramban had a chiddush gadol. The Ramban said that the Ribuvia is nikar. Since I take a look and I see there's grapes and there's wheat all mixed together, all balagram together, it's a nikar l'inayim. Anybody can see that. The Jew could see that. The non-Jewish farmer could see that. Everybody could see that. That's nikar l'inayim. And therefore, that's called the hezek hanikar. The ramifications of that erbuvia are irrelevant to the outside world, outside the world of halacha. Says Ramban, that point is relevant. Says Ramban, it doesn't matter what the consequences of the hezek are. All that matters is it Nikolai Naimana. So that idea of the Ramban repeats itself in the Kuntristin and the Gami in trying to solve a different dilemma. So we got a whole long discussion about the Ramban's question on the Gemara of a Kabbat of Tzadi test. The Gemara says that if a Shoichet tries to shech the animal and messes up, so he's going to be chayef to pay, at least sometimes, at least if it's Bishar, at least if he's paid, he's going to be chayef. Ask the Ramban, but it's a hezek she'eno nikar. Like, we spent a lot of time yesterday trying to understand why that was even a question. First of all, we're not even talking about hezek, we're talking about shomer. So that was yesterday's year. The Tachas to Ramban is the question. So now let's try to see what the Ramban's teretz is. So Ramban, back to the third of the Ramakamos. So the Ramban, he asks, back in the first line, Ikashalach tabet shekilke lamay chayet. Bishlam ha-gurom v'ikur hezek nikaru. Says the Ramban, let's negotiate different things that went wrong with the Shechita. So one thing that could have gone wrong with the Shechita is Hagrama, namely that I shechted in the wrong place of the siman. Or number two, I cut with the siman with a knife that has a begim, it has a niche in it. So comes Rabban and says, those I understand, hezek nikaru. I can swallow that, says Rabban. Those are examples of hezek nikar. But stop, why it does hezek nikar? What does Rabban have for those two psulim that the others are not going to have? It's very simple. When I look at a siman after Hagrama card, after the shechita was done in the wrong place, I could tell the shechita was done in a different part of the neck. I could show this to a non-Jewish slaughterer, and he will also agree. The shechita, the slaughtering was done 6 inches away from where it's normally done. If I asked the non-Jewish slaughterer, and therefore what? He said, so what? Who cares? I don't need the non-Jewish slaughterer to sign off on the significance of the nezek. I need the non-Jewish slaughterer to say, yes, I see something different. Yes, there's a physically was done different right now. Or the siman was cut with a knife. The siman is not cut nice and smoothly. It's all jagged. It's all ripped through. So the non-Jewish slaughterer, once again, we brought in the expert testimony and we brought in and asked him, do you see something different there? Absolutely. Do you care that there's something different? Absolutely not. Says the Ramban, that's called the hezek hanikar. So says the Ramban, if the Gemara of a Kamat Tzadi Tes is talking about those psulim of Hagrom and Ikur, that I understand, that could fit the requirements of being a Hezek and Ikur. Ela Shehiya Udrasa Halo Yediya. He asked the non-Jewish slaughter for the day tomorrow, can you see that the siman was cut derech Shehiya? Maybe there was a break in the action. He cut for a minute, then he stopped, then he came back 5 minutes later. So he can't tell anyway. Or Durasa, can you see that the siman was cut in a way that instead of cutting nice and soft, he put undue pressure on a derech adrasa. After the fact, you can't tell that. So comes Ramban and says that those two psula shechita are not going to meet the criteria of a hezek hanikar, and therefore we're back to square one. So why is the tavachum and shekilgel going to be chayim? So the Ramban, in the end of the day, must come up with a better theory. He's got to explain that Gemara b'Kama a little bit better. But what interests us is the fact that the Rambam was willing to negotiate with us two out of the four. For two out of the four, Hagrav and Iker, the Rambam was willing to call those Hezek and Iker. And we were startled. What's Hezek and Iker? Where's the Iker? It's not Iker. Nobody cares. It doesn't matter whether nobody cares. All that matters is that it looks physically different. So we're going to have to put this Rambam in that pocket because not everyone agrees to this Rambam. This is a big chiddush of the Rambam. But one thing is clear, the Rambam is repeating this Yisod in two places. He's repeating this Yisod vis-a-vis the Erbuvia in Mechitza Kemshin Nifritza, and he's repeating it as a half-baked possible answer for Shechita, which again is not going to suffice because we have two out of the other four, so it's not going to help for. But at least we have to move a dike, even in a non-teretz of the Rambam, even in a teretz that couldn't complete the job, for the mere fact that Rambam was willing to entertain the possibility, that's very, 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 very much Rambam Shechita. But not for the real teretz.
I'm just thinking, why are we saying that a non-Jewish rabbi?
Because when...
Meaning a Jewish rabbi, he wouldn't be able to tell if he put too much pressure, but he would be able to tell if it was done.
No. I'm saying that two out of these four psulim are recognizable to the outside world, but they're irrelevant to the outside world in terms of consequences. Right. So Rabban's chiddush, that's called Hezek HaNikar. Two out of them are not recognizable altogether. So
anyone.
Yeah, right. So bottom line, what is the answer to the topic of Shukim? So forget about this half-baked terrace that didn't fly. What is the embassy answer? Why is the topic of Shukim, the sheikh who messes up, why is that called a Hezek HaNikar? So the Ramban continues in the third of the Maamar Kamos, the end of the second line. Lo kasha. Dikeven shelo shachat karoi, hashchita atzma hi ha-hezek. Bottom line is, you didn't do a shchita, she'ein zay shchita. Anytime you kill an animal, I don't care whether you messed up because of Hagurama, because of Iker, because of Derasa Shia. It doesn't matter. What you did was, El Kamatiz Rosha Besayif Havei. It's as if you took an axe and chopped off its head. That's the bottom line. The bottom line is you took a live animal and you killed a live animal. For a Niker Ben Chayel Shchuta, everyone can tell the difference between a live animal and a dead animal. So you did it. You caused an animal to be killed. It's true that the only reason why the person can't be netted from the animal is because of your day, hilchas. That's irrelevant. Your hezek is nikra al shem. You did a real physical change in the animal. You took a live animal and you made it into a dead animal. That is by definition called hezek and nikra. So now the Ramban's giving us another yisod. Ramban's saying that even though nobody can even see what's causing the problem? The non-Jew can't even sense that there's a problem here. You can't even see there's a difference. It doesn't matter. But the non-Jew, you can ask the non-Jew the following question. 5 minutes ago it was a live animal. Now it's a dead animal. That's thank you very much. You've given us all the information we need. We can do the calculations on our own. Bottom line, the guy's out of the animal. So comes the Ramban and says, if that's the case, that just the mere killing of the animal itself qualifies as a hezek hanikar, now the Ramban poses the next challenge. The ikashalach im kein mefagel nami lechayev. The ikashchitaso levi hezek. He asks the Ramban, one of the classic examples of hezek shen or nikar, we spoke about this already from day one, was mefagel, pigel, mishter neseches gittin. That if a kohen is mefagel, the korban of somebody, he has to pay. And the Gemara was quick to say, he has to pay. Only through the eyes of Hezek Shein Onikar. Therefore, the Mezid is Chayav Shehi, his brother, also in the Prek of Gittin, the Mefagel is only a Hezek Shein Onikar. He shechted the animal, he did it with Saddam, with Kavana to eat the meat or to offer the Emurim Li'achar Azman. Yes, the Raman, according to my Yisoid, that turning a live animal into a dead animal is called Hezek HaNikar. What is the difference between Mefagel and the person who messed up the Shechita? It's the same thing. He took a live animal, made it into a dead animal. The dead animal now is worthless. That's a mazik mamish. That's a hezek hanikar. What's the difference? So the ikash lach came with fagalam l'chayv, the ikash chetos l'vi hezek. Ikala meima says the Ramban, no. Ki amrinan hachi, when do we say this yisoid, that the mere killing of the animal, that goof is called a hezek hanikar? Hani mil mipsule shchita. That's when I killed the animal and licked in the killing of the animal, there's something wrong. The very method of the shechitas of the hema is deficient. Anytime I mess up on the shechita, I didn't do shechita. I caused an avelut to come into existence. Aval kosher shechitasa karoi, but if my shechita was acceptable, the iser acher gorim lo. The reason why this animal is off limits is something totally tangential. It's called duchas pigo. That's not a chisaron in the shechita. Ain't a shechita kinechira. We don't view the shechita as being incorrect. Okamat is rosh b'sayif. We don't view it as if I chopped off the head of the animal. I didn't chop off the head of the animal. I shechted the animal, thank you. Shechting an animal is not called a ma'isa mazik. Chopping a head off is called a ma'isa mazik. When I did an incorrect shechita, that is a halach equivalent to chopping off its head, haraya, it's metamei tumas nevela. That's called a mazik mamish. That's a mazik diaraisa. That's a makan nevesh v'shomena. That's hezek anika. That's the worst, says the Rebbe. But if all I did was a perfectly kosher shechita, and now I messed this animal up min hachutz for some tangential reason, because of people, el hashechita k'shemesh v'tzibidei nevela. The Isser people Shabo is Taka Enonikar. And the people Shabo cannot be viewed through the lens of a Mazik Deraisa. The Ramban in Kudus de Gami in other places writes very, very fine line chilukim, very, very nuanced chilukim. And the Ramban almost apologizes for the chilukim. He says, and don't ask me, how do I know this chiluk is right? He says, that's the way that kachas. You have to really try to figure out exactly where the line of demarcation is, although it seems to be very, very close. So a few very important yisodas emanated from the Ramban, but the most important yisod that emanated for us is about mechitza kem shenifritza, that the Ramban is calling mechitza kem shenifritza a very, very much a hezek hanikar. And the reason is because ultimately it's visible, it's discernible, even to the non-Jewish eyes. It's interesting because this Ramban...
Well, again.
See, the Ramban, the Machshava part is what turned it into Dina de Garmi. Remember, that's how we started the Ramban. It was last week's part after the Ramban. So the Machshava is important that we can't call it Mazik be a diamamish, the worst you go to the Gemara. Let's not forget, according to the Ramban, the Gemara is also Chayim Deraisa. So it's not going to make that much of a difference. But what the Ramban is accomplishing is getting it out of, he's getting as best as he can, he's getting it out of Hezek She'enamikar. So it's interesting because even though the Ramban posed this challenge to his whole Yisrael, on the one hand, the Ramban, you see, he's struggling, the Ramban, that he wants the top of Umin Shekilgal to be Hezek Enikar, but Pigal is not. So he's got to come up with some kind of a chiluk. So the Ramban is not the only Rishon who was posed this challenge. If you take a look at the seventh of the Marmakomos, Rabbeinu Kreskes was one of the Gedolei Rishonim for the period of the Tamidim of the Ramban. And for many, many years, Rabbeinu Kreskes and the Ritva were confused between the two of them, that the Ksav Yad that came out in Maseches Gittin many, many hundreds and hundreds of years ago said on them, Chidushi HaRitva. It was actually a mistake. It was really written by a colleague of the Ritva, Rabbeinu Kreskes. In later years, they dug up the real Chidushi HaRitva Maseches Gittin, but now they have this beautiful Chidushim that had been assumed for hundreds of years in the Elmei Shivas to be the Chidushi HaRitva. So when they were reprinted by Mosad Rav Kook, so they printed both of them in the same sefer. So they wrote the newfound Chidushi HaRitva with the old star Chidushi HaRitva Kreskes, and they all combined it into one. So if you take a look at the seventh of the Rav Kamas, it's Rabbeinu Kreskes and get Nidfas to some Chidushi HaRitva. So the Rabbeinu Kreskes, again, who was a Talmudim in the Ramban, so yes, Rabbeinu Kreskes, we kashabach, kahanim shepiglu hechi karela hezek shedonikar, shemaisika avdei deshchitasen came into enu ruya reiki nechira. The exact same question as this Rebbe's Rebbe, question as the Ramban. So, umitam zamrina, tap umit shekilu chayim shem hezek nechira, what is the difference between the two? So whereas the Ramban gave this lom de shechiluk, one is achisar in the shechita, one is achisar in the menachotz, then a Kreska suggests a different answer. V'yesh loymar, tekushen mishar avodos, yon zrika v'haktara delav hezek nikaru. Says the Rabbeinu Kreskes that when the Gemara calls Pigal a hezek shenikar, it's Gemara get on with that. But the Gemara calls Pigal a hezek shenikar, it's not talking about you did it der shchita. There are multiple ways to make Pigal. You can make Pigal by shechting the fellow's animal with the Romo Shava. You can make Pigal by doing the Zrikas Hadam with the Romo Shava, the Kabbalah Sadam, the Loch Sadam. There are many, many ways of doing Pigal. Guess what, says Rabbeinu Kreskes? When you did Pigal der Shchita, I'll tell you a secret. That's a Hezek Hanikar, because the animal's dead, exactly like Tavachum Shekilkel. But if you did it der Zrika, nobody can tell the difference. If you did it derech halacha, derech kabbal, there are other ways to do pigul which don't change the animal from being alive to dead. Al zeh nema v'gemar pigul zezek sher nikur. So you see how troubled the Rebbe of Kreskes 50 years later with his Rebbe's teretz, that he says the question is better than the answer. But in Nechanami, there is no difference between shchitas pigul and shchitas nevela. If shchitas nevela is as a good nikar, then shchitas pigul is vayit is also as a good nikar. So that's again quite a teretz. I understand what prompted Rebbe of Kreskes to say that, but again, that's quite a chiluk. Just in case you're interested from the kachem angle, there's a word in here that doesn't seem to be correct. There seems to be some kind of a telsofa here. He says the kushim mishavar on zrikat haktara. Haktara means haktara semurim. Haktara doesn't make a pigul. There's no such thing as haktara making pigul. Unless the Rebbe Kreskes is talking about a korban mincha, haktara sakaymet has the status of a zrika. Maybe that's what he meant, but it's a little bit strange because all of a sudden he's jumping from korbanos to mincha. So that's a little bit of a tzarchi and why he throws in the word haktara. Maybe that was his korban, but after now, that's a brisker question, not a question for 6:20 in the morning. So Rabbi said, back to our story. One thing we are absolutely convinced that the Ramban has explained to us, that mechitz kerem shenifra is a hezek hanikar. Comes Tosfos in the eighth of the Maamar Kamos and says the exact same thing as the Ramban. Mechitz kerem shenifra is very much a hezek hanikar, but for a totally and completely different reason than the Ramban said. So let's take a look at the eighth of the Maamar Kamos. Tosfos b'vasta beitzel beis. Chaybach yusel. Even though we all know that hezek sheir nikar is not really hezek min haTorah, nirilari the high choshev hezek nikar. This is called the hezek nikar. Mechitza kashiv. So making kilayim is called hezek nikar. Sherei nikar hu shu kilayim. Kisheroa gefanim besode. If I walk over and I see that there's grapes and there's wheat growing together. Everybody could see that. We'll have to see in a moment how different is that than Ramban. Everybody could see that. What is an example of Hezek She'eino Nikar? Umetame. So now the Tosfos is asking himself, wait a second. But I dropped the mouse into the wine. Well, let's leave out the wine for a second. I dropped the mouse into the barrel of apples. Everybody sees the mouse there. So according to Tosfos, according to the read, that Hezek She'eino Nikar means nobody could tell what happened. What do you mean? I can tell what happened. From left field, says the Ri. You know why Betame Taresa Shechaveir is called Hezek Sher Nikar? Because nobody can tell this damage. Not a goy and not a Jew. But a Jew can't tell this damage. I see a mouse on an apple. Everybody knows that's a terrible thing. Really? How do you know that apple was ever wet from before it? The Torah says that a food is on a kabel tuba if at one time it was wet. Nobody knows that. You have Ruach HaKadosh, and that was dry. How do you know it was wet? So comes the read and says, Hezek Sheino Nikar means there's a piece of information missing that anybody who looks at this, the greatest Talmid Chacham, Moshe Rabbeinu looks at this and still doesn't know whether any damage happened. That's the definition of Hezek Sheino Nikar. And therefore, when you look at it and see right away, of course damage happened. Not that the goy has to know. I don't care what the goy says. The Ramban is interested in what the goyim is saying. The Ri said, I'm not interested in what the goyim is saying. I'm interested in what the Jews are saying. But even the Jews aren't saying that this has a gear because b'yodeim hukshiru, I can't vary. So the Ri comes lamaisa to the same conclusion of the Ramban. And b'chitza kev shidifetzah is very much a hezek hanikar. But v'lami tameh the Ramban. The Ramban says it because it's physically recognizable because of the abuvia. And even the goyim can sense that, even though they don't understand the consequences. The Ri says, that's not one. The Ri says is because you look at wheat and grapes together. So the Jews realize, by the way, we have a problem. The apple and the mouse, we don't realize there's a problem. Comes Rabbi Chanan, and there's a few auras on this thesis. Comes Rabbi Chanan and says, there'll be a tremendous nafkamina based on this thesis. What if I take a dead mouse and I toss it into not your barrel of apples, into your barrel of wine. Wine is a liquid. Tumas mashkin. Mashkin don't require heksher. Tumas heksher for the kabel tuma, an item to get wet, refers to a solid food, not to a drink. The drink itself is wet. Doesn't need heksher kabel tuma. Says Rabbi Chanan, according to the Tosfos' reinterpretation of what hezek hanikar means, you're going to be chayef for that. Minat Torah. That's a hezek and nigra mamish. Because you can't say mi yodeh mukhshiru. I don't need hechshir. That's a startling point. The Rebbe Chanan is ma'ara according to the Rebbe. But then the Rebbe Chanan has a second ha'ara within the Tosfos, and here's a kasha. Comes Rebbe Chanan and says, what the Rebbe is trying to accomplish is that the example par excellence of hezek hanikar is mechitza kemshin nifritza. Because I see grapes on tvua, I got it right away. Hezek bell start going off in my head. Says Rebbe Chanan, really? Is that true? Let's go back to something we learned last week. Any and every time wheat and grapes are growing together, that's what about the kerem? If I'm not mistaken, you require another thing called the siyash rabbeinu. It only becomes kilayim if the owners are satisfied with what's happening. If the owners are not aware of it, are not concerned, if they're not the siyash from it, so then that's not yet called kilayim. Says Rav Chanan, I'll plug in the same kasha as the reset. The reset, mi yodeh mukshiru, mi yodeh and the siyash rabbeinu. You have Ruach HaKadosh. X-ray video, you can read the guy's mind. You know what he's thinking? Nobody knows. The Jew, Moshe Rabbeinu, walks past the vineyard and he sees grapes and wheat together. He doesn't see Kiryat Karim yet. He doesn't know. He's missing a piece of information. According to the Rebbe, whenever you miss a piece of information, doesn't have a shenanikar. So by saying we have two major, major breakthroughs in the sugya of hezek shenanikar that each Rishon, both Ramban and Tosfos, are trying so hard to stick mechitza kem shenifritza into the model of hezek nikar. They are four, it's hezek nikar, it's nikar, they refuse to call it a hezek she'eno nikar. Tosfos for their reason and the Ramban for his reason. Rabbi Sai, maybe there's a third approach to the Rishonim, where we most probably thought before we opened up the sugya. If I would have stopped your initiation before we spent the last 2 weeks in the sugya, what do you think about mechitza kem shenifritza? You think it's nikur or eno nikur? I would have said, it's a hezek sheno nikur. What's eno nikur? What does hezek sheno nikur mean? Halachic damage. Metame taras shechaveri. Menase yena shechaveri. Medamea taras shechaveri. Anytime what's being done is halach in nature, thus physical in nature, that's called hezek sheno nikur. The Ramban said, no, it really depends what the goyim think. And the Rebbe said, it really depends on missing information. No, it doesn't depend on any of that. It depends on, is it physical or is it not physical? And if it's not physical damage, that's not called a hezek gavur. Who says that definition? That's what the Rambam says. The Rambam says it, but not in this Rambam, not in Huchas Chayvul Mazik Zayin Aleph. It was a mistake. It was Chayvul Mazik. I forgot which one it was anymore. It was a different Rambam, Huchas Chayvul Mazik. It was a mistake on the printed sheets. Remember when we went to Sugi Yeshiva, we realized it right away. It's the wrong one. It's not Ari, it's not your fault. It's the guy from Yeshiva's fault. The Rambam writes in Chos Chavul Mazik when he defines Hezek Hanikar versus Hezek Shanikar. The Rambam says Hezek Nikar means when it's Nifsada Tsurasai. Hezek Shenanikar means when it's not Nifsada Tsurasa. What does Tsura mean? Tsura means a physical form. Hezek Hanikar means I walk over to your window and I see there's a broken window. That's Hezek. I walk over to your fruit and I see it's now Tame. I didn't see anything. What do you mean? It's Tame. In other words, I see a mouse. That's not Nifsada Tsurasa. It's according to the Rambam, it doesn't make the slightest bit of difference whether it's mechitza sekerem shenifritza, whether it's mefagel bebasa shechaveirai, whether it's mitamei tarut trumas shechaver. It doesn't matter. The Rambam doesn't mind that any of these yisaidis. They couldn't care about the Ramban's yisaid of asking the goyim about Tosfos' yisaid of seeing whether we know the information or not. If it's not nifsta tzurasoi, that is called hezek shenanikar. Therefore, according to the Rambam, unlike Tosfos and the Ramban, mechitza kerem shenifritza is very much a hezek shenanikar. Now wait a second. What prompted Tyson and Ramban to do these somersaults to turn it into Nikar? Why did they make it turn into Nikar? If you remember all the way back when we started off the Sugya, what prompted Tyson and Ramban was the same basic question. Hezek She'eno Nikar is only Chayav if and when it was done be-mezid. It has to be done intentionally. That's the Mishnah Gittin. Why? Because the Gemara explains that Hezek She'eno Nikar is not really Mazik min HaTorah. It's only Mazik Midrabban Mishum Knas. And the Knas, the penalty, was only imposed the Mazik. So both Tosfos and Ramban will look at Mechitza Kesher difference and saying, Where's the Bezid? Who's my Bezid? There's no Bezid here. I'm such a nice guy. I built the fence like I'm supposed to. The fence fell down. I get a knock on the middle of the night from the Shlev Bezid, put the fence up. Well, you know, not so, you know, doesn't that's amazing. The worship always a Peshaya. Mazin means I'm going to take that apple, I'm going to take that mouse and throw it into your barrel. I'm going to take your animal. Fuck it. Those are mazin. It's not mazin. We call this lazy. We call this negligent. We call this, you know, careless. But mazin is nesht. Well, therefore, both Tyson and Rabban said, so why you chayev? If you're not mazin, why you chayev? So each one had to turn the world upside down and said, I'll tell you why you chayev, because it's really hezek shenikar. It's not. No, the Rabban says, let me give you shtickle Torah by Pigle. I'll give you a whole still razzle dash shtickle Torah to explain to you why this is called hezek shenikar. And the Balei Tosfos Meiri says, let me give you a whole shtickle Torah, because since everybody knows that the nezek is happening, it's not like Matame Miyodem Hukshiru. That's why it says Ganika. So the Ramban and Tosfos were all trying to solve the same problem. Guess what? I don't think the Ramban had that problem. You don't have to solve a problem. The problem doesn't exist. The Ramban looked at Mechitza Kemshir for himself and says, of course this is Hezek She'enel Nikar. Why would you dream it's anything else? It's long as the Tzurasai. There's nothing different. It's the same grapes, the same wheat. I don't know what happened. So since in the physical world, nothing zero of any consequence happened, going to the Ram, it's a Hezek She'enel Nikar. I give out the Taizan Raman's Kasha. Hezek She'enel Nikar is only Chayav if you're Mazid. Guess what? The Rambam had a different definition of Mazid. The Rambam had a different standard of Mazid. Negligence, carelessness, not listening to the Mazdin. They told you to fix the fence and you didn't bother. You laughed them off. It's also Mazid. I was there, Nemar Knas. And guess what? You're going to have to pay a lot of money for that. You're not going to have to pay me the Raisa because it's Hezek She'enel Nikar. But you are going to have to pay me the Rabbanon. Else the Knas of Hezek She'enel Nikar being Chayav Mazid is also called Mazid. So it comes out that there are multiple machlekesim in the Rishonim here between Tazan and Rabban on the one hand against the Ram on the other hand. There are machlekesim in definition of Hezek Nikar, Hezek She'enel Nikar. That's a deraisa dika machlekes about how exactly you magde net makin nefesh be mishalmena. What's called Hezek Nikar? So you have Tazan and Ramban on one camp, each one with a different nuance. But don't think Tazan and Ramban are the same. They're similar but not identical. Then you have all in the other camp is the Rambam, who says just plain and simple Hezek She'enel Nikar. Then you have a secondary machlekes, a love of the Rabbanon. Where do we draw that fine line between Mazid and Shoygi? Yeah, the love of the Reis and Mazid Shoygi for Mazik is an irrelevant question. Maybe for Chil Shabbos and for Tzichah it's relevant, but it's not relevant for Mazik because other more the other. So where do we draw that fine line within the Knas, the Rabbanon, of the Mazid Chai, B'Shoygi, Pata, Hezek She'enel Nikar? The Ramban and the Tosfos drew it at the point that it's got to be a real intentional, a real mean, vicious kind of a guy. And according to the Rambam, negligence is also, careless is also shtickle, amazed for these purposes as well. And then you have, ultimately, these two machloksim are now going to result in the following question. We're learning so much from the Chitzikarship. We've been talking about it for the last 2 weeks, and we still got, hopefully, a little bit more to go, a lot more to go, actually, with Chitzikarship difference. But we have a fundamental machlokes that emanating chayav, with the Raisa, with the Rabbanon. According to Tosfos and Rambam, with the Raisa. Chitzikarship difference is a potential chayav the Raisa. Now, off the record, according to Tosfos, maybe it's the Rabbanon anyway for a different reason. You know why? Because it's only Tidid the Garmi that was written by the last Sugya, and Tosfos holds Garmi is the Rabbanon. But according to the Ramban, who holds that Tidid the Garmi is Chayav Deraisa, and according to the Ramban, who says that this is Hezek Nikar, it can be Chayav Deraisa. According to the Rambam, the Sugya is the Rabbanon. Mechila Biatsoif, it's Hezek She'enel Nikar. So at the end of the day, Mechitza Kev Shifta has to pay. He's writing the same check. We're just not sure whether that check is a deraisa the check or the Rabbanon the good check. So three sheets of Mishael, according to the Rambam, it's a Rabbanon the good check. You know why? Because it's Hezek She'enel Nikar. According to Tosfos, it should have been a deraisa the good check because it's Hezek Nikar, but it's a Rabbanon the good check anyway because the rehold did the good result of the Rabbanon. And according to the Ramban, it's a deraisa the good check, because it's Hezek Nikar. And it's Dina the Gami, that's very nice. But the Gami is also Zvaita Chayev on the level of the Raisa. So, same amount of money is passing hands from the Mazit and Nizak. The Lomdus, so far we've touched on the Dina the Gami part, and the Nikwa. Hopefully, from the next Sugya will be a continuation of Kitzel Kemshir Fitzah, where all of these factors now get merged together and take us to the next level in terms of understanding this. We need the new Maimon Kremis for the party.